All right, everyone, welcome to episode zero of the Progressive Gentleman Podcast. My name is Dan. I'm here with my buddy Matt, and we are the Progressive Gentleman. This podcast is mostly going to be, you know, music-related, progressive metal, progressive rock, but we are also into a lot of other things, and we kind of want you to get to know us a little bit. So we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves, our music interests, you know, favorite shows we've been to, and things like that. Matt, you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. For me, it kind of started with the Pink Floyd and the Led Zeppelins. You know, I grew up with my dad listening, my mom and dad both listening to it. So I kind of grew up listening to, you know, what was then metal, now classic rock, I guess.
Absolutely.
Kind of made my way from there. I remember going to my uncle's and he had all these Iron Maiden records.
Very nice.
That kind of, oh, seeing all the artwork and stuff, I was like, what is this? This is cool. And I remember he actually had a game on his computer that was an Iron Maiden game. It was just like a point-and-click shooter game.
That's awesome.
And it had all their songs on it.
They have some killer artwork.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, this is really cool. What is this? So I've kind of always been into, like, rock and punk and stuff. But I think really in high school is when I started getting into metal. You know, our mutual friend, Brandon.
Shout out, Brandon.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon. He introduced me to Between the Buried and Me's Alaska. Great, and that was kind of the beginning of the end.
Oh, yeah.
For me when it came to enjoying metal, and particularly progressive metal. I mean, there was stuff along the way, like Hybrid Theory from Linkin Park, and We Are Not Alone. Yeah.
Iconic record.
Yeah. And We Are Not Alone by Breaking Benjamin. That was kind of like getting heavier before getting into Between the Buried and Me. But Between the Buried and Me was definitely like been probably my recurring favorite band. You know, anytime they put out an album, they're definitely on the top of my list and have probably the top 5 of 10 of my favorite albums of all time, if not more. So I probably peg them as my favorite band just because they consistently are putting out just fantastic records.
Absolute with banger after banger, for sure.
Yeah. So, but some of my other favorite bands of late would be Vola. They're pretty awesome.
Great band.
Spirit Box, which I'm sure anyone
taking
who
the
listens
world by
to
storm them, right now. Spirit Box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're getting big. But yeah, I love them. The Contortionist as well. They're
still waiting on that new record, Contortionist. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Put it out. I think just listening to those bands and getting into them, you know, it's different than a lot of other music. I feel like you get into it more, and maybe it's just me. The way I
it's more,
vibe with
it's
music.
More immersive. I feel like you sort of like escape into the music where it's not just your standard like 4/4 radio rock. You know, you're listening to you have to pay attention to the music. And I think that sort of helps you dive more into it. So I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's like, that was kind of the start of me going to shows too, was like, I want to see these bands perform these crazy songs. And, I've been to many shows, but I think my favorite one was probably the one that we attended together, that Between the Buried and Me, Contortionist,
yeah.
Animals
so
as
good.
Leaders tour. That one for the Coma Ecliptic album was pretty awesome.
Strictly because Between the Buried and Me closed with Bohemian Rhapsody.
yeah, that was a pretty awesome show. Just the lineup is 3 of, you know, my favorite bands, and you know, they all just are awesome performers live and on record. You know, that one was cool, and then us going together, you know, it's like an extra awesome moment, like getting to share it with friends, not just like going by myself or something. So that's probably my favorite show of all time. But I mean, there've been a ton of good ones, like,
absolutely.
The Intervals, Crypto Dira one we went to.
Yeah. Shout out Jurgles.
Yeah.
Aaron Intervals, if you're listening to this right now, I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, come back to Jergles.
Don't actually, but still come back to the area.
Yeah, please come back to Pittsburgh. Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit about my background. So I don't know if you want to share some of your iconic albums, favorite bands.
Sure, I can dive in. I don't know how much of an origin story you want about my music existence here, but
I want your comic books origin story.
I mean, I grew up, you know, listening to, you know, I feel like what everybody else did, you know, listening to what your parents listened to, listening to what's around you. And I was fortunate, you know, my dad listened to a lot of, you know, similar stuff that you were saying, you know, the Led Zeppelins, the Pink Floyds, the Eagles was a big one. Queen was a big one. Rush was a big one. So I had a little bit of a early introduction to progressive music.
Rush is a great one. Queen too, obviously.
Absolutely. And you know, from there sort of transitioned to, I feel like a lot of people had this phase, this sort of semi-emo phase in high school, you know, listening to bands like AFI and My Chem and From First to Last and bands like that, you know, were heavy, but like a little, I guess for lack of a better term, like whiny. but it kind of hit, you know, at that age group, I suppose. I think the most important band to come out of that era for me would be Coheed and Cambria. I wouldn't consider them emo by any means. I know that's a whole discussion, and I don't want to start that, you know, stir up that fan base. But but you know, that they're a progressive rock band to their core, and you know, Good Apollo, the first Good Apollo record, is just the most pure version of progressive rock, in my opinion. That record is great from front to back. So
yeah, that album is fantastic.
That sort of got me into, you know, the progressive rock scene. I started listening to a little bit of heavier music. Shout out Brandon again. Alaska was a great, great record, to sort of bring you into progressive metal. But also another one that was big for me was the Human Abstracts Nocturne record.
Ooh, yeah.
They were way ahead of their time with that record. I wish that they were still making music, because they are just one of those bands that I can go back and listen to all the time.
They can pull a Wolf Mother and just like re-release the album again. People be like, oh shit, it's new.
I would be all for that, to be honest. Just anything that shows life from that band would be amazing. But, you know, from there, honestly, I didn't really dive further into progressive metal. I sort of went the deathcore route, like death metal, deathcore route. I was listening to a lot of Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah.
Whitechapel was big for me at that point. And now, I guess, in my older age, I've sort of gone away from that a little bit. I still, don't get me wrong, I still love to put, you know, records like that, you know, on every once in a while. But I've gotten a lot more into the progressive rock scene, you know, Deer Hunter, Delta Sleep, one of my favorite bands right now. Still bumping Coheed and Cambria as well. Looking forward to their new record. But also the new stuff that Between the Buried and Me has been putting out. They don't miss. That new record, Colors 2, is fantastic.
Yeah, I was nervous with a title like Colors 2. Like, that's a big...
Yeah, those are some big shoes to fill right there.
Yeah.
And honestly, I felt like they did good. I mean, we'll talk about that in a different podcast for sure. But, yeah, you know, not
to... You could do a whole episode on Colors 2.
I was
going
to say, not to foreshadow too much, but we'll definitely talk about that in the future. But yeah, I mean, bands like that. You mentioned Vola. That's a great band. I mean, I discovered them, I don't know, maybe like 5-6 years ago. And then to see them come out with, you know, whenever they released Straight Lines as a single, and like seeing the direction that they were going into, I was like, this is some good stuff. The Contortionist is huge for me as well. We were talking a little earlier about how many times we've seen The Contortionist live. They're definitely one of my favorite live bands. I enjoy watching Mike Lessard do his robotic thing on stage.
yeah.
But also, you would think the whole band is just a bunch of androids, because they just don't miss live either. I mean,
yeah, they're so good. They put on such an awesome show. And
yeah, they're just, Shout out to that whole band because they don't miss. But yeah, it's just, it's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, the prog metal, prog rocks mix right now, not really big, you know, into the death metal, deathcore scene, but as much. But I, like I said, I do still dive into that. But yeah, for me personally, that's kind of where I'm at. Live shows. Let's think about that for a second because
yeah, what's your, I've what's been your to
favorite? some solid music fests.
Yeah, you've been to way more shows.
With some crazy lineups. But just thinking like classic shows that I've been to that just like hit different for me. For some reason, seeing Killswitch on the main stage at what would that have been?
Like Warped Tour?
It wasn't Warped Tour. What's the other one? Like the big
The they do like Rock on the Range, but I don't know if that would
it was a metal festival.
It was like Mayhem.
Mayhem, thank you. Yeah. That's the one. So seeing Killswitch, seeing Killswitch on the main stage at Mayhem was really cool. Other bands that were at that show at that festival would have been Black Dahlia Murder was there, Whitechapel was there, Cannibal Corpse was there, wow. Behemoth was there. Slayer closed.
Fucking Slayer. Yeah,
so it was a very interesting mix of different types of metal, and that was still Howard was still the lead singer. And you know, I like both. I like Jesse, I like Howard, they're both great. I don't like to get into that argument, but
Team yeah. Howard.
If I had to pick one, I suppose, but yeah, honestly, that show, I just remember just screaming every song. You know, I was there with another one of our mutual friends, Jordan. It was a good time. It was a really good time. That's honestly, when I think of shows, that's one of the ones I think of. The first time I saw Coheed and Cambria is another big one for me. I saw them at, if anyone's from the Pittsburgh area, there was a bar type thing called Club Zoo.
You saw them at Club Zoo?
In Parkway Center Mall. and this was when they were touring the second stage record. That was the first time I ever saw them. And Claudio's voice was like going. Like he either was feeling under the weather or he was just losing his voice, whatever. So almost for the whole show, the crowd was singing every song.
Oh, wow.
And it was, you know, some people complained about it, but for me, it was kind of an interesting experience to just see it. It was my first introduction to that fan base too. I'm a big fan. I got the Keywork tattoo. I got the whole thing, whatever, you know, I am a
little fan.
Right. Right. It's just seeing sort of it felt like a community, like a family, like whatever you want to call it. And that's sort of what led me to want to follow this band, I feel like, honestly.
Yeah.
Was just like the inclusion of everybody at a show. Like it felt like a different experience than just going to a concert.
Yeah, the fact that everyone just like cohesively was like, we're going to sing the song and like pick up the slack where right. Claudio couldn't sing because his voice was going.
Exactly.
That is a cool moment. Like when you have those moments that the singer stops singing and they like put the mic out into the audience right. and everybody sings, just belts the lyrics. And it's just like, there are those moments that give you goosebumps that you're just like, holy cow, yeah. Everybody here is such a fan and we're all enjoying this music together. Like, yeah. It's definitely a different experience than just, you know, sitting at home listening to the record with some headphones.
Exactly. I mean,
not that there's any problem with that. Like, you know, it's obviously an awesome way to enjoy music, but there's something about the live show yeah. that just like elevates it to a different level.
And I'll just throw three more tours out real quick. Just real quick. I'm not going to talk too much about them, but it just, just the lineups were sweet to me. So, Coheed opening or no Coheed headlining with Between the Buried and Me and Russian Circles. That show was sick.
Oh,
that
wow.
was their Afterman tour.
That's cool.
Another one with Coheed. I swear the third one won't be, another one with Coheed, with The Contortionist and Astronoid. That was awesome. That was like a real short tour. I think there were like six shows. I drove down to North Carolina for this. Like, it was amazing.
That's cool.
And then the last one, Between the Buried and Me with The Deer Hunter and Leprous. That was sick.
Oh, wow. That's a really
shout out cool. Leprous, too. We'll talk about them at some point, too. If you've not heard of Leprous, check them out. They're amazing.
Yeah. As I feel like as a progressive rock and metal fan, yes. Like you can't sleep on Leprous.
Exactly. But, but yeah, I think that's enough about sort of my background there. I didn't go full origin story, but I definitely went a good bit there.
Yeah, we got a good bit. So, you know, the listeners can kind of get a feel from where we're coming from when we do album reviews and discussions. They can kind of understand where our interests are. So, you know, if we say like, oh, we don't like this album, they can kind of understand of like, oh, well, you know, he doesn't like anyway, this type of music. So that makes sense. So yeah, definitely, makes sense. But you know, we can talk a little bit about the kind of the future episodes that were like kind of the planned format that we have, and you know, it may change over time, you know, based on feedback we get, or you know, if we're able to make other things happen and absolutely. And stuff. But I guess tentatively, you know, we want to start off by kind of doing some album reviews as they release, and then talk about live shows that we've encountered, and then also ones that are announced, kind of like hype level gauging.
Yeah, different tours and stuff like that as they get announced. Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of get some awareness for people who listen, you know, that they can keep an eye out, see if they're stopping in their town. For sure. And then, you know, if we are able to get some interviews, that would be cool, from musicians in progressive bands. Absolutely. Either in the area or, you know, famous touring ones, if if we can manage.
Wishful thinking there. But yeah. I know we have some local contacts for sure. I mean, some of the bands that are smaller, you know, started from this area or, you know, neighboring states. You know, so we can definitely try to set something up there, and it might even bring awareness to some of those bands as well. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there are definitely some local bands that deserve some more recognition.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be cool to be able to like shout them out, let them, you know, plug their new albums or new absolutely. Singles, or, you know, even just talk about old ones if they want. Yeah. You know, it would be awesome to get them on here and be able to talk with them and, you know, talk about the, maybe even like the, what they, you know, their thoughts behind producing the album and kind of pick absolutely. Their brain on that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Some other things that we definitely want to look into as well. You know, we might be throwing some polls up and things like that on our social media, which we'll shout out here at the end. But look, keep an eye out for giveaways as well, because that's something that we've talked about and would like to do as well. You know, just give back to the community and, you know, of listeners that want to actually listen to us talk for however long these things are going to last. I know, you know, first up on the docket that we want to, you know, dive into is, you know, we both listened to a good chunk of records this past year, as probably everybody listening to this has. It was a hell of a year for music, and we want to sort of dive into our top 10 records, and then ultimately leading up to our album of the years. We differ a little bit, we'll talk about that, but I think that's going to be sort of the next content that we release, is just sort of breaking down our album of the year lists. And
yeah, I think it's a good time with it being like coasting into New Year. It's right. Like it's the perfect time to kind of do those reviews and kind of talk about our interests. And I know you said that they're very different, but we also have several that are kind of overlapping in our top 10. So, you know, we've got similar interests, but we'll see a few different bands between the two of us, and we kind of discuss those. And
yeah, absolutely. We didn't have any bands line up, you know, in our 1 through 10, but there's definitely a lot of similar bands in the in those top 10s. So it should be a nice discussion, and you know, why we like certain bands, why we like certain records, you know, what we liked about those albums. And we'd love to hear feedback from other people too. You know, what was your album of the year? What did we miss? I think that's a good opportunity, not only for you guys to maybe discover something different on our list, but for us to discover something different through you guys. So that's kind of what we're hoping to get out of this as well.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, hit us up on our social media platforms and let us know if there's anything you think we could add to the podcast, or, you know, if over time there's format changes that you think would be good, as well as, you know, like Dan just said, bands that we should check out that maybe didn't make our list, or bands we haven't heard of, because, you know, the world of Prague is vast, and there are many bands. So we're always happy to check out new bands, new albums. So feel free to drop them to us.
Yeah, I often look at other people's album of the year lists and realize that there are bands I've never heard of on that. So
yeah,
I think it's a good resource to discover new music, and I'm always looking for new music. So
yeah, me too.
But yeah, all right. Well, I think I don't know, Matt. Do you have anything else?
I think that about does it. We can just plug our socials for everybody. Absolutely. You know, give us a follow.
Some shameless plug here. Go ahead on Twitter, follow us at, what is it, Prague Gent Pod.
Yep.
And then Instagram at Progressive Gentleman. And that's where you can find us. We'll definitely be tweeting out links to the podcasts and things like that, or different ideas, different polls, giveaways, things like that on those as well. So be sure to give those a follow and keep an eye out.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, thanks for listening, and catch us on episode one. We're going to start talking about our album of the year lists. So thank you so much.
Talk to you next time.
See ya.